Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to talk about the fourth day of creation. I call it fourth day, let's clear the air. You know, I worked for several years in setting up and managing translating centers, and though I'm not an expert in any language, I do know about the fundamental challenges that translators face and how they deal with them or fail in them. Now, having said that, what we're looking at during the fourth day is, and no pun intended, visibility. Let's step through it and I'll explain. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens, to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now, if you read the literature, most commentators assert that this is when God created the sun, the moon, and stars, but I vigorously disagree. First, Genesis 1:1 says very clearly that in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. He created them, not made them, but created them. Means he made them out of nothing. Now, this was before Genesis 1:2, before the chaos and ruin of our planet, before, as the Hebrew says, the tohu vabohu, and it follows with darkness was on the face of the deep. Now, you might ask about the coming of the light and day in verses 3 through 5, and of course, that's very astute. Yet we all know that we don't get daylight without the sun, unless, of course, the Lord was the light at that time. But I don't think so, because it says he made them and he doesn't make himself. So I submit that in Genesis 1:1, God created and placed the sun, the moon, the earth, and the stars exactly where they needed to be. But in Genesis 1:2, the chaos and ruin brought a shroud of darkness over the planet. In Genesis 1:3, God's restoration begins. He started to clear that darkness and perhaps restarted the earth's rotation on its axis, since we see both day and night. However, there was more to do to sustain his new creation or recreation. God cleared the air, so to speak. He wanted his lights in the sky to be clearly visible. You see, in verse 16, we read, "Then God made two great lights." And the Hebrew for action is indeed made, not created. It uses the word pronounced asah, which means to make from existing materials, versus bara, which means to create out of nothing. Thus, the translators could have justifiably written, "Then God made visible two great lights," because they were already there, but somewhat shrouded, just as they will be again during the tribulation. What? Yeah. Check out Isaiah 13:10. It says, "For the stars of heaven and the constellations thereof shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine." And in Joel 2:31, it says, "The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come." And finally, even in the New Testament, in Mark 13:24, it says, "But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light." You see, for his own good purposes, God sometimes brings healing, or if you would, light and visibility, in stages. Jesus showed us this in Mark 8:22-25, where it says, "Then he came to Bethsaida and they brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand, led him out of town, and when he had spit on his eyes, he put his hands on them, and he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men, like trees, walking." Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up. And he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Now, my translation, beef, if you would, is in verse 17, which was translated, "God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." That word "set" should have been translated "gave," which is what it is translated as about 10 times more in the scriptures than "set." I think the verse should read, "God gave them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." "Set" implies that he placed them there at that time, but I submit he did not. He simply made them visible so that they would shine and dominate the day and night skies. They also needed to be seen clearly to serve as signs and seasons and for days and years. Of course, God didn't need it, but his creation did. Thus, on the fourth day, I think he cleared the air, and God saw that it was good. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.